The Montana Heritage Center in Helena is open. The expansion of the state's history and art museum was in the works for decades. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Steve Lozar, a board trustee for the Montana Historical Society, kicked off the ribbon-cutting ceremony Tuesday.
This is a momentous day.
The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribal member blessed the museum's construction site back in 2020.
Many of us old-timers that have worked on this project tried to sum it up today, and the only thing I could think of was this day. Today, I'm 76 years old, but I'm giddy.
The Historical Society began planning a museum expansion 20 years ago. The $100 million project was funded with lodging tax revenue and private donations. Governor Greg Gianforte said he called all of the state's largest businesses seeking funds when the project ran out of money in 2021.
Generation after generation will be able to explore the rich history in a way that's never been done before in Montana.
The main exhibit hall, the Homeland Gallery, is a sensory-rich experience. This is the King of the Plains bison exhibit. Another display tells the story of when prospectors struck gold at the Last Chance Gulch in what's now Helena. The Sovereign Nations Homeland exhibit is about the tribal nations native to the land. The scent of sweetgrass wafts through the space. The museum is also home to two art galleries, one for Charles M. Russell works and another for rotating collections. There's a children's room, an event space, and a research center. Admission is free. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.